A fascinating story dropping in News 24 today about the alleged parliament arsonist Zandile Mafe. The story tells us about how Mafe apparently spent nearly 30 hours inside the National Key Point. He set off dozens of alarms as he made his way through various parts of the building. He was leopard crawling and covering himself to avoid the cameras. And two police officers on duty at the time in a nearby control room, they didn't notice anything at the time he entered the parliament. One of them was caught on camera sleeping. The other one had headphones on. And then at some point, Zandile Mafe apparently set fire to a pile of boxes nearly 26 hours after he first gained entry. This is just unbelievable and embarrassing, really. Kyle Cowan from News 24 is one of the authors of that story, joining us now. Kyle, thank you very much for your time. We didn't know the details about what was going on during this period of time when Zandile Mafe apparently started this fire. We don't know the strength of the case that the state has against him. What have you been able to piece together from your sources?
Thank you for having me, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yeah, so we spoke to a senior police official who has seen the footage from inside Parliament, who spent a number of days viewing this footage. And as you say, you know, we haven't really understood why the state is so confident that Mr. Zandile Mafe is the guy who set fire to Parliament. But now we understand that he entered the building shortly before midnight on New Year's Eve, and as you mentioned, you know, triggered alarms and then moved around the building for more than a day. And apparently phoned the police at one point and threatened that he was going to set fire to the building if they did not release Mr. Yannis Vallis from prison. Now, our police sources are still trying to confirm whether that did actually happen. But, you know, this points to a further element of intrigue in this case. You know, if there's such severe police mismanagement in sort of the protection of Parliament, it would make sense why a lot of this stuff hasn't come out and why the footage is being so closely guarded.
It really is astonishing, but more than that, it's embarrassing for the police if indeed he was able to spend over 24 hours inside this National Key Point. How are the police explaining this?
Well, they're not. The Hawks have just said to us that they won't be commenting on matters under investigation. I understand that at least two of the individuals, and there were more, who worked in the operations room over this period of time are now facing internal disciplinary measures. But, you know, even our police sources are reluctant to give us these individuals' names or anything like that for reasons of security and the integrity of investigations. But it's very clear, Mandy, that the police have a lot to answer to in this case. And it's quite interesting that, you know, Police Minister Bheki clearly was supposed to appear before the Joint Standing Committee on the Financial Management of Parliament today. And inexplicably, the meeting was cancelled. Apparently, the minister is not available, and we're still trying to find out exactly why. I do have a feeling that it might have something to do with some of the questions he would have faced after our story.
Indeed. I think that it's so important to have this kind of investigative journalism when there is so little information actually coming to light about this incident. Kyle Cowan from News 24, go and read that story. It is just astonishing when you go through it, what went down. So according to that story, Zandile Mafe spent nearly 30 hours inside the National Key Point. He set off all of these alarms. He was leopard crawling around. He phoned the police at one point. And the two officers on duty were sleeping, and the one had headphones on, so they just didn't catch him. And he was able to spend so long inside the National Assembly and then start the fire. That is the allegation. Of course, much of that will come out in court as well. Zandile Mafe is due to appear and argue for bail tomorrow.